What else happened at ASCO that you think is important for oncologists in practice to know about?
Besides lapatinib, the aromatase inhibitors continue to be an evolving story, with now the first survival differences being reported. I think the IES and the ARNO-95 trial, that's important data, that a switch shows a benefit. And then the question is the switch really better? Is there priming, or is it because the two drugs are not totally cross-reactive in terms of resistance? I don't know.
Or, you know, is it a more favorable group of patients that you're looking at who make it to 2 years, who are more endocrine responsive?
Correct. All of those are potential reasons that we're seeing it first in the switching setting. Again, we saw an update of the data on the MA17 trial for that group that had originally, after 5 years of tamoxifen, been randomized to placebo as opposed to letrozole. And then at about 30 months, when the study became unblinded, they were offered letrozole. About two-thirds of them chose the letrozole. They tended to be a higher risk group, more positive nodes, etc. And following those people out over time who had that average of a 30-month gap without any endocrine therapy, it's fascinating to see that even with that gap, and even those women now being a good 8 years from their diagnosis, there is a reduction across the board in every type of breast cancer recurrence, contralateral, you know, in-breast, distant. It's really pretty impressive. And that, we first saw that at San Antonio just in December, but really, it did make me turn around and talk to some of my patients and at least offer them the option if they'd been off of everything for a couple of years, especially if they were high risk of going back on an endocrine agent again.
So how long off tamoxifen would they have to be, or how long past the diagnosis would you get to a point where you think it's too? I mean, you saw somebody who was treated 10 years ago, for example. Would you bring it up?
Probably not. In a 10-year patient, there might be some benefit there. But since it was about a 30-month duration off therapy in the MA17 trial, I kind of used 3 years on average as an interval off that I would bring it up. Who knows? That's arbitrary, but you have to pick some time period.